Dave, you might save one for the drive away. Put the rest in the ETB, please.
Okay, Union. And I'll save item. That'd be a good item for the drive away.
Okay.
Juliet. And hotel.
Penetrometer drum.
don't worry about that.
Okay.
I'm going to take care of another little item here. Just now, too?
Yep.
Maybe I ought to lift the front end of the rover so you're clearly visible.
That's a good idea.
Let's just swing it around. Let me get this side here. Let's just swing it clockwise about... Why don't you grab the handle over there? Let's just swing it clockwise about 15, 20 degrees. Listen, if you got your big eye there, why we have a...
Davey, you're going to have to realign our antenna, please.
Will you?
Davey, you're going to have to realign our antenna, please.
Yeah. Clever you should think of that, Joe. Figures.
I had a subtle reminder.
He should have it, according to my AGC.
Yes, sir.
Got one, Joe?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Got one, Joe?
Yes, sir. We have it.
Okay, why don't you follow me? Follow me around to the Mesa.
Okay.
And, turn on your Zoom. Just to show you that a good postal service takes care of the mail just about any place in the universe. I have the pleasant task to cancel the... Now, wait till you get around here. You got a slow TV today. Meantime.
Dave, we're doing the best we can.
Okay. If you want, Joe, I can help you.
Okay, Jim, we could use it. Ed's whipping the horses, but it just doesn't work.
Okay, be right with you. Point the TV right at Dave. How's that?
Tally ho.
Hold it right there, Houston. Okay. Got a good picture, Joe?
Good picture, Dave. Have at it.
Okay. To show that our good postal service has deliveries any place in the universe, I have the pleasant task of canceling here on the moon the first stamp of a new issue dedicated to commemorate United States achievements in space. And I'm sure a lot of people have seen pictures of the stamp. I have the first one here on an envelope. At the bottom it says United States in Space, the Decade of Achievement. And I'm very proud to have the opportunity here to play postman. Pull out a cancellation device, cancel this stamp. There's August the 2nd, 1971, first day of issue. What could be a better place to cancel the stamp than right here at Hadley Rail? Golly, it even works in a vacuum. But not too well. But it's the first time, so I guess they're just learning. They put a thumbprint been on there, Dave. Well, there's some room left. I've got several dusty thumbprints. I'll stick this back in a special mail pouch here, and we'll deliver it when we return.
Roger.
I think that's pretty good. After only 10 years, here we are spending 3 days on the moon. That's moving ahead.
Dave, this is Houston.
Go ahead.
Roger, we're wondering if you could use that to mail home an ounce of rocks, please.
Ounce? All right. I'll do that. I bet we could. And I'll stick this in the ETB. If you hold your camera right there, I'll be right back. Something else I think you'll find rather interesting. It'll only take a minute. Put this penetrometer drum in the ETB, Dave.
Okay.
As well as the solar wind.
Jim, we copied both solar wind and penetrometer drum in the ETB.
Not quite yet. I haven't put the solar wind in yet, but I will shortly. I want to watch this. Jim, I've got a good picture there. I've got
beautiful picture, Dave.
Well, in my left hand, I have a feather. In my right hand, a hammer. I guess one of the reasons we got here today was because of a gentleman named Galileo a long time ago who made a rather significant discovery about falling objects in gravity fields. And we thought that where would be a better place to confirm his findings than on the moon. And so we thought we'd try it here for you. The feather happens to be appropriately a falcon feather for our falcon. And I'll drop the two of them here, and hopefully they'll hit the ground at the same time. How about that?
How about
that? Proves that Mr. Galileo was correct in his findings.
Superb.